we know that if children are in danger at home, they may be taken from their families and placed with foster parents or adopted. But how long do you think that process takes? A month? Two, maybe? Well, the latest figures show that in Somerset, it takes more than 14 months on average. The national average is 52. And a recent government report says a time limit of 6 months should be imposed. One of the people most closely involved with some of these children is Katrina Swain. She's a children's guardian based in Taunton. We'll get her thoughts shortly. But before that, I've been speaking to our reporter, Martin Jones.
Well, first and foremost, we do all our police checks and our local authority checks, which give us an indication about whether the parents have any risk factors associated with them. Once we know what those may be, and they may be things like mental health, drug, alcohol, we then look at that from the child's perspective. So what impact do those things have on that child? And the way we learn about a child is to obviously spend some time with them, to look at reports that other people may have made, such as psychologists or schools. Schools always have a brilliant insight into how a child is functioning. That's where they are most of the time. So we make those relationships, we contact those people, and we gather as much information from those people as possible. Then we talk to, you know, the most important person, who's the child, and try to work out with them what they think is best, what worries them, what they feel is unsafe or safe, and how we may make that feel safer for them. So once we have all that information, we would then give a recommendation to the court.
But I mean, how do you go about, you know, I think about sort of talking to my own children. You know, when I talk to my son and I say, you know, how did it go at school? You know, he's quite an articulate boy, but very rarely sort of get a great deal out of him. How do you go about getting these really important details out of children who, you know, a lot of the time may well be in great danger?
I think first and foremost, you have to have some understanding about what works for that child. So, for example, one day I might be sat playing on an Xbox. Another day I might be sat playing with Barbie dolls. It depends on what works for that child. What makes a child feel comfortable with you? What makes a child feel safe?
And you would have the conversation with them while you're playing?
More than often I will. I think it'd be very unfair of us to sit a child down directly like we are now and say, OK, tell me your worries. I mean, that we'd be expecting an awful lot for a small child. As you can see, we've got a lovely family playroom. We use this. We'll use the park. We will see children in their foster placement, if that's where they are, if they feel safest. We'll see them taking their pet dog for a walk, if that's what works. I have a box of tricks that I take everywhere with me that involves stickers, Play-Doh, pencils, crayons. We have booklets that children can do that Kafka's have designed. So we have lots of different avenues of using tools to help with children. But the one we do the least is sit them down directly and ask them what their worries are. We try to do that in a really child-centred, friendly way.
The other side of the coin, I guess, is talking to the parents, a lot of whom are going to be, to put it mildly, quite difficult characters. How do you go about trying to get people who really don't want you to know what their business is and what their family life is like? How do you go about getting them to tell you the truth?
I think first and foremost, parents love their children.
But we're talking here about some parents who quite clearly don't.
I would disagree with that. I think people can love their children but not be able to parent them in a safe way. And the majority of my families I work with love their children very much and may just be struggling with the role as a parent. So we explain to them what our role is. We explain that in an openness way and that we want the best outcome for their children. They, as a parent, may not agree with what I think is best for their child, but we talk that through. Most parents will have an understanding that you're there for their child and will do their best to help you understand their point of view. And then you often can talk to them about their child's point of view and help them understand how it might feel for a small child to be in that situation. But ultimately, we're all coming from the same place. We want the best for that child, and that's where I would start from.
That sounds very odd, though, because the reason you're getting involved in what you call a public law case is because the local authority thinks that child is in danger and shouldn't be with that family.
I don't think it's always necessarily think they shouldn't be there. They think there's a danger. And parents presenting a danger to a child doesn't mean that they don't love their children and care very much about them. It means there's something happening in that family that presents a risk to that child. Some parents are able to make those changes. I've had a recent case. We've worked very hard with a father, and his child has gone home after a year in care. We've managed to do that because we've helped this dad understand what the risks were and help him understand how to change his behaviour so he doesn't present those risks to his child. That, for me, is a fantastic piece of work. That little boy has gone home and is safe and well, and we were only able to achieve that because we helped his father understand what was happening.
Very interesting.